What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of just me on YouTube. I think this is going to be a no filter. I'm going to use this audio for no filter, but it says keep it 1,000 on YouTube. But I just had to come on here really quick, you know, and talk to y'all about, you know, what's going on with this situation. I really tried to stay away from the internet for a little while. I really tried to get off, you know, all what's going on, because it's like so much to process, so much information coming out, and it's so much false information. The reason why I'm saying that is getting sadder and sadder by the day, because a lot of people are using this situation to fuel their narrative of whatever they're trying to convey. They're using somebody's demise for them, you know, and I just don't think that that's fair. It's a lot of videos coming out that's just not true. You know, I seen a video today that I don't click on none of the videos, mind you. But they go across the timeline because everybody using this man's name for clicks and views. But nobody really has, I'm not going to say nobody, but not too many people has facts on what happened, why it happened. It's just all of these, you know, conspiracies and just people just saying stupid stuff and not respecting the fact that people are in mourning and they're not giving answers to what people need to do in a time like this. They're just man thing, and they don't know what they're talking about. And I just think that that's unfair. It's unfortunate. The man has children. The man has loved ones. The man had a woman. His children should never, years down the line, go on the internet and look and see stuff pertaining to their father that's not true. I seen a video, and I don't want to say the title, because when I say the title, you might look for it. And, you know, it said Dr. Sabi is really Nipsey Hussle's father. People really making videos like that. People really making videos like that. I see people doing all types of stuff, and it's just like, yo, how about we find a solution of how we could all come together and mourn in peace, mourn together. And if you look at the description to this video, it's many Nipsey Hussles out here doing the work in their communities. There's many Nipsey Hussles still out here doing the work. So this is what I suggest. I suggest we get behind certain people. We get behind certain, we really, really salute the people that's still doing the work. You know, I seen people saying they're killing all our leaders, people calling Nipsey Hussle a leader. And I'm like, well, I can't say he's a leader, but I will say he did lead by example. So by default, I guess that would make him a leader. He led by example. But it's like, we love the boogeyman. We love anything spooky. We love that. And it's just really, really sad how you got some people, when you look at their YouTube, they got like 10 videos about the subject in like 2 days. Like, why you keep talking about something you don't know what you're talking about? You have no clue what you're talking about, and it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair for people who are mourning. You know, it's not fair. And like I said, I see somebody in the chat room say, how was he not a leader? I said he was a leader by default because he led by example. But when you think of a leader, you think it's many different molds that fits a leader. So he led by example. So I guess that makes him a leader. But when you think of leader, you think of people who stand and they have a political agenda. They have different things. You know, it's different things that qualify people as leaders. I respect him because he led by example, if that makes any sense. I lost my thought for a minute. So, you know, me, I just had to fall back. I just had to fall back because it just was just too much going on with this, and it's too much chit chatter. It's just too much to process. It's like, damn, we don't even know what the man's services is. We don't even know the full story, and everybody got so much to say. Then people are arguing about who and why he's not here no more. And at the end of the day, he's not here. He's not here. And I see people unfriending each other on social media. I see people just doing too much, and the vibe is off. I don't know about y'all, but the vibe been off for like the last 2 days. The vibe has just been straight, completely off. It just feels a certain weirdness in the air that I can't explain. So, you know, I've been trying to do what I could do to just get myself back on track. You know what I'm saying? I'm drinking some tea. You know what I'm saying? I went by Nicholas Brooklyn today. I got me some sea moss. You know what I'm saying? I got me a couple of bags of sea moss. I got my olive leaf, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got different things. I got my black seed over there. I'm going to hit the gym tomorrow. I'm just trying to do different things to, you know, just try to get back into the swing of just something that's normal, because it's just overwhelming. Like, you go on Facebook, you go on Twitter, you go on Instagram, and your whole timeline is consumed with not even people just saying, you know, RIP and, you know, what's the next thing. It's just so much, just people just fear mongering. And then these YouTube videos, it's like, I don't want to disrespect nobody for what they do. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Do what you do. Do what you do for views. Do what you do to build your channel. It ain't my place to tell nobody what they should and shouldn't do. But damn, man. What's the end game now? You know what I'm saying? Like, now what? Now what? So you're going to make 50 videos now? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, everybody's using it to fit whatever they are trying to push, whatever agenda. If you are a follower of Dr. Sabi, I see some of them using it. If you are a conspiracy theorist, I see some of them using it. If you are a broken person who needs mental help, you're just being emotional on here and using that and just making people more emotional and riling people up. But nobody came and said, yo, let's calm down. Let's relax. Let's figure this out. This is what we need to do. Nobody's doing that. Everybody's, you know, I seen somebody with these numbers and all. I'm like, believe what you want to believe. Believe what you want to believe. Be into whatever you into. But don't use the man's death for your narrative. That's not right. You know what I'm saying? And this is what this became. This is what this YouTube journalism became. It became people with opinions just now talking about any and everything every 10 seconds and getting it twisted. You know what I'm saying? They did it with Tekashi. 70,000 Tekashi videos from certain people. And it's just all emotions. We already emotional. Everybody's emotional. Listen, somebody passed away that I knew personally, and not even passed away, was taken out in a sad way. And people were posting the video. People were sharing the video like, damn. Like, how, you know. Let me tell y'all something. When it happened, the minute it happened, I had got a text. And I didn't run to the internet and tell y'all. Now, me having a platform, me, you know, being known for breaking stories, I kind of should have a little bit, but I was like, I don't even want to be the first one to break that news because, yo, man, like, why do his family possibly got to hear that he's no longer here from me? Who the hell am I? Who am I? I'm not going to just run to the internet and let the world know, yo, he's not here no more. I was like, nah, I don't want nothing to do with that. Then I just seen the videos coming. And I was like, damn, they don't even, they don't even care, man. They don't even care. You know what I'm saying? They don't even care. Like, I didn't want to run to the internet and put that. I heard, when it happened, somebody text me like, yo, something happened to Nipsey. It don't look good. And this is maybe like 6-something p.m. our time, which means it's they're 3 hours behind. It was like 3-something their time. But I was like, yo, I don't want nothing to do with that. I call, you know, my loved ones is like, yo, I'm hearing something out in L.A., but I didn't come to the internet. I think I did tweet. I did tweet, and I put on Facebook, damn, not my dude Nips. You know what I'm saying? I did say that. But I was like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, like, I'm not going to go out there and let the world know, yo, he's no longer here. I was like, nah, I didn't even want to believe it because it's like, why? Why did it happen? Why? You know, so before I come tell the world, yo, Nipsey, I'm like, yo, why? Why did this happen? I don't know why. And for me personally, I've experienced that in my life before up close. A friend of mine, my best friend, was killed. And I found him in the hospital, you know, under a sheet, just on a gurney. And I had to tell his mother, I had to call his mother. I identified his body and I had to call his mother and tell him, you know, he's no longer here, but I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a flashback of, yo, nah, I'm not going to be the one to break the news to the world that he's no longer here. You know what I'm saying? He's no longer here. I just didn't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? And I know TMZ don't care. You know what I'm saying? TMZ don't care. That's just what they do. And then, you know, then here come the YouTubers with this madness. And then the conspiracies is coming and all that. I'm like, damn, man. Like, if anything happened to me, man, like, I hope they don't do that to me. Because that's just so distasteful for my family one day to have to go look on the internet and see madness. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when I first started doing interviews and when I first started doing, you know, this thing called journalism and all that, I always wanted to research stories. I always wanted to get more information before I gave it to y'all. So that's why a lot of times I don't speak with how I feel about a lot of things, if you notice. I interview people and they say what they feel comes right from the horse's mouth. So a lot of times people think, you know, I get it right from the person. So if this person is having an issue, or if this person is saying this, that, and the third, I get it right from them. I'm not saying what I think. Who gives a fuck what I think? I don't think I'm that important to get in front of people and just talk about what I think and just be emotional every time. I'm going to get it right from the person. I try to get the information from people who's involved. So if you're going to do a million Nipsey Hussle stories and you didn't talk to nobody that was out there, you didn't talk to any of the guys, family members, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? What are you doing? Like I said, it's not gossip when it comes from the person who's in it. It's only gossip when I'm talking about something that I don't know what I'm talking about. That's gossip. But a person who's in it, they can talk about whatever. If I'm interviewing somebody who's involved in the situation, that's them. Giving your opinion on something that has nothing to do with you or you don't know nothing about, that's gossip. It is a difference. It is a difference. And you know what's funny with gossip? Gossip is very big, you know, and everybody wants gossip. Everybody wants gossip. You know what I'm saying? Gossip is huge. Gossip is humongous all over the internet. If you look at any YouTube gossip thing, if you look at any Instagram gossip, it's just big. People just, you know, it's big. Everybody wants to talk about the boogeyman. Everybody wants to act like they know something so secretive that nobody knows, and I got this intel. And then the boogeyman is great. You know what I'm saying? The boogeyman, like, the boogeyman did it. And it's just like, yo, man, it's just sad. You know, it's sad. I've been trying to calm people down, honestly. I've been trying to tell people, you know, it's unfortunate what happened. You know what I'm saying? It's unfortunate what happened. But we got to find a way to, you know, get through it. You know what I'm saying? We got to find a way to get through what's happening without falling, getting distracted by all the BS. At the end of it all, what? He's not here. Right? So now what? He had work that he was doing. Now you're going to have rappers, you know, and this is the scary part. Now you're going to have artists and entertainers who say, this is why I don't do nothing for my neighborhood. Now, going back to your neighborhood is one thing. Sometimes you don't have to go back to your neighborhood because you can be a target in your neighborhood. But to say that's why you don't do anything for your neighborhood, that's kind of foul. Because a lot of times then your neighborhood is what shaped you, what built you. You can't not do anything for your neighborhood, saying because... And y'all wasn't doing nothing anyway. So don't try to use what happened with Nipsey Hussle to say, I'm not, that's why I don't do nothing. That's why I'm not doing nothing. That's kind of corny. You know what I'm saying? You could find an organization to go into your neighborhood and do things for your neighborhood. Some of the children need computers. They need after-school programs. They need things that they can do so they don't fall into the line, because you have to understand, people are placed in projects. Some of them come from the shelter systems. Some of them come from foster care, different places where they was already downtrodden, right? So they're placed in the projects. They don't know nothing but that. So when you come over there and you made it out, people are like, yo, how you made it out? Some people are just mad. Some people are just angry. They don't understand that it's a bigger world. Some people never left their neighborhood. They never left their block. They don't know that it's a whole world out there that you can discover, because they don't know. Right? So when they see somebody doing well, they're angry. I have people, you know, sometimes when you're doing what you do, some people just think that they deserve your life. Some people are just very, very angry, very, very jealous, and very hateful, because that's all they know. And I don't even blame some of the people, because they don't know. They really don't know. They wasn't educated. They wasn't shown. Seriously. Miseducation and the lack of education is really, really was hurting a lot of people in the community. The youth are dumbed down via music. The youth are dumbed down via television. Everything that they see that's entertainment is to keep them dumb, deaf, and blind. This is a fact. So all they know is, yo, I need to get it. And how do I get it? I take it from you. And I was talking to one of my homies about the crabs in a barrel thing. You know what's the biggest thing about crabs in a barrel? They don't belong in the barrel. The crabs are in the barrel because they're about to die. You know what I'm saying? They're about to die. The crabs are in the barrel because they're about to die. And people say the crabs in the barrel mentality. The crabs are going to act a fool because they don't belong in the barrel. So it's the same thing in these hoods that we love. The same thing about these hoods and these communities. They're put here because they want us to die and kill one another. So anything that comes there that looks like it can be greater than people that don't know any better, they just going to kill. That's all they're going to do. So now you have somebody who comes and he says, you know what? I'm going to go show my neighborhood better. This is where I was at. This is where I hustled at. This is where I can help people. But they don't understand when people are trying to help you, because the average individual don't want help. They want instant gratification, right? They don't want to work for anything. Think about the heat up food. What? You put it in the microwave. Food that might take 10 minutes to heat up, you heat it up in 5 minutes in the microwave. We want instant gratification with everything. So if you somebody say, yo, you got to get a job, you got to do this, you got to do that. Dudes is like, nah, why I got to do that? Why you just can't give it to me? You know what I'm saying? Why you just can't give it to me? So now we're just in a situation where when you look at the hood and you look at where we at, it's just a bunch of people out there who really don't have no hope. And they think they're going to make it out via entertainment or some type of sports. And when they see people make it out, they don't be proud. They be angry. Because what? You ain't put me on. You didn't do nothing for me. So when you go back, you're to be killed. But ain't nobody But ain't nobody telling them, yo, you can be an engineer. Let's put some computers there. Let's get some STEM programs going. Nobody's telling them that because they only know one thing. So you can help them. You don't have to go there, but you set up things to show them outside of the liquor store, the chicken spot, the Chinese restaurant. Because all they see is bad food and bad behavior. And they're consuming horrible food, consuming horrible air, consuming horrible living conditions. So now you go there and you're trying to build something. And they like, yo, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. You find it's more organization needed to go into these neighborhoods. And there's people doing it. That's the point of this video too. There is people actually doing the work that we have to get behind, that are not pocketing the money, that ain't taking the money and going to buy, you know, keep it real. You go in any hood, you're going to find a Chinese restaurant, a chicken spot, a church, all this stuff right in the hood. But think about, the church is only open one day. The church is, you know, not to disrespect church. I'm not disrespecting nobody's church. I'm not disrespecting, you know, nobody's belief system. But it's only open like one day. The churches should be there to bring the people in and not convert them to anything, but just to really give people direction. Like, yo, this is what we need to do as a community. This is what we need. What happened to, you know, cake sales and different things in the community? That none of that don't even happen no more. You know what I'm saying? None of that don't even happen no more. And then everybody's going to the church on Sunday and praying. It's just all a mess. But what I want to do, I want to open up the phone lines and have y'all call in and just talk to y'all really, really quick. I'm not going to stay on here long, but I'm going to open up the phone lines. So the number is 718-577-1346, 718-577-1346, call in. I see some of the people trolling in the chat room. I'm just not even paying no attention to you. Do what you do. Say what you feel like you want to say. I don't even care. I'm drinking my tea, you know, lightening up my mood. You know what I'm saying? Trying to find peace with it all this madness.
What's lightening up my mood.
You got to turn your computer down. What's up? You on the line with Doggy Nobbins. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good, bro? Just say that, Jay, from the murder, from Reno Valley, man, your Facebook friend.
What's going on, family?
What's the deal, man? This is just a tragedy over here, man. I mean, it's all across the world, but it's really a tragedy. It's a tragedy. I'm seeing now a lot of reports that the dude, the supposed killer, his family is winding up getting dead. And it's sad, man. It's sad. The candlelight vigil got messed up. This is one of the saddest things I done seen. Like, as far as, like, everything, hip-hop, the black community, like, just everything. Just everything, man. It's a sad day.
Solution. What's the solution now, though?
We got to realize that mental health is really bigger than what it is. Because it's a mental health problem. If somebody's mad at what you, at you not being able to come to this store, it's something mentally wrong with them if they're going to bring a gun in and shoot you. You know what I mean? That is mental health, I think, is the main thing.
Yeah, I agree. You know? I think it's systematic. It's been going on for so long. It's been so conditioned for us to be a certain way that it's not even, it seems like it's not even wrong with, it's nothing wrong with it anymore. It's kind of normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of normal right now. It's kind of normal. Like,
I mean, it happens. Like I told you, like I told you, my brother got killed the same way. I mean, he basically signed with Snoop Dogg a month later. He's dead right outside his house in the city that he was born in.
Yeah.
You know, little Snoop. Yep. Nipsey. Like, it's sad. It's self-hatred. Self-hatred. It's sad, man. I don't know a solution, man. I'm 28 years old. I ain't got no solution. I don't know. I just know if I ever get on or if I ever get in position with some money, I'm not going back to my hometown. I ain't going back.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't live in my old neighborhood no more, but I still do what I can do to help down there. You know what I'm saying? Even when there was conflicts with the young dudes out there, and I went down there, and I really went down there and brought them all together and got them to chill. You know, honestly, you know what I'm saying? That's what I,
right.
That's the least I can do. I can show my face and say, yo, I love and care about all of y'all. Yo, y'all got to chill. You know what I'm saying? Just for me, give me, if y'all respect me, give me a week or two of a ceasefire. You know what I'm saying? But yo, family, let me get some more callers in. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, sir. I'm going to get up with you, man. For real.
Yes, sir. Hit me up. What's up? You on the line with Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo.
Yo, what's good? You on the line with Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, man? It's Brother Sam, man. Calling from Compton, California, man.
Compton, California. What's going on, family?
I've been a fan of your show for a while, man. Even you, the fourth and all that, brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little older, man. I'm 44. Matter of fact, I'll be 44 tomorrow, actually.
Happy early born day.
Thank you, fam. Thank you, brother.
What's the vibes like out there right now?
Oh man, it's very dapper, man, right now, man. Very dapper, brother. A lot of young folks like that dude, man. Different sets like them. It's like I don't know a lot of Nipsey music because I'm in a different generation, but I knew the stuff he was doing, man, that was building for the community, brother. And the more I think about it, man, the more I ponder on the sadder it feels, man. I'm like, Who would want to do some shit like this, man? You know, it's like, I don't get it, man. I was born and raised South Central, man, Crippin', did it for a while, man. And that part has actually died down, but you still got individuals, man, who are just on inside their own mindset. The brother must have been off his kilter, man, and didn't give a fuck about what the brother was doing for his people. But it looks bad, man.
How do you feel about all the YouTube videos popping up, like with these conspiracies and different, you know? Because I know out there, y'all pretty much know, you know. I got people out in out in LA that's telling me, you know, what really, you know, what happened, and it ain't no conspiracy. But you got people that's making conspiracy videos, you know, just for views. How do you feel about all of these videos popping up?
Man, it's very untasteful, brother. Untasteful because, I mean, I was getting inside my DMs, man, like quick. I'm like, who want to share this shit? Knowing if y'all love this man and cared about him, why are you sharing that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I had to catch myself. Like, no, what, man, I don't want to see this shit no more. I seen it. And now I think about it, I shouldn't even seen none of that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? Because once you see certain things, you can't unsee it. You know what I'm saying? Once you see certain things, you can't unsee it. It's funny because we got a troll in the chat room that's saying that we're not live right now, but we're very much live. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're very much live right now. Like, you see this middle finger?
Dude right here in Cali right now. It's 9:40. It's 9:54 p.m. in Cali right now.
And it's 12:53 a.m. in New York. So, whatever. But, yo, family, thank you for calling in, family.
Thank you, brother.
And,
peace,
man. Yeah, just hold your head out there. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, y'all got our love from New York City. And, you know, like I said, let's really just talk about more solutions. Let's talk about more. You know, let's get behind the people who we see doing the work. It's like I said, if you look at the description, it's a lot of Nipseys out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know, let's get more behind more people. Let's try to push them to the forefront. I think that'll be dope. And I'll build with you later on. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, sir. God bless. Peace, man.
All right, peace. 609, this is Jersey. What's going on? 609. What's going on, man?
I'm here. I wanted to get on with Dougie, baby.
You talking to me right now?
Oh, all right. Listen. I just wanted to say, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say, I don't understand how ain't nobody shoot back.
I mean, yo, sometimes you just, you know, I thought about that, but when it's somebody that you know, you kind of could get caught off guard, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So I thought about that, but it's like, damn, like, why it had to be shots in the first place? You know what I'm saying? And then people were saying dudes ran on him. It was just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that hurt my heart, man. It hurt my heart. Listen, I used to live in Tennessee, right?
Uh-huh.
And I had my car taken away from me. And I was walking back and forth to work. And that Nip, that when he said it's Nip, something, I'm turned up. I'm from the 60s and all that, man. That shit had me turned up down Tennessee. I'm talking about turned up. It got me through 2 years.
Yeah, you talking about Hustle in the House. That was my joint.
Yeah, Hustle in the House. Yeah. It's Hustle in the House. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Nah, it's sad. But like I said, you know, I wish I never watched it. I guess I watched it to see, you know, because we were in disbelief. So I watched it. Right. And then it was like, damn, like, how do you kick him after you know what I'm saying? Like, that was hate, man. That was pure. That was hate, man.
Yeah.
Yo, that hate, that was some different type of hate.
It was a whole nother thing. What was going on? I just don't understand. Like, y'all, all these gangsters, man. Why ain't nobody do? I just don't understand. I went back. And I watched the old videos, and this man was talking about this, the alley, the treacherous alley, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I just don't understand.
Yep. All right, family, let me get some more callers in. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate you, Dougie. I'm going to send you something in there to you, too, man.
That's what it is. Thank you, family.
All right. I appreciate you, baby.
Yes, sir. What's up? You on the line with Dougie Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm Ryder calling from Boston.
Boston.
Cracking with you, doggy.
Boston. This is what you say, Boston, right?
you already know.
Yeah, it's a lot of videos popping up on YouTube, different conflicting stories. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's crazy because on this case right here, it's so simple if you know the right people. But, man, the amount of nonsense that's on the internet is disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real talk, I appreciate you, bro, for having a real platform out there. You heard? Everybody hit them like button, man. Hit that like button, man. 900 people up in here, 100 likes. What's wrong with y'all, man? Hit that like button.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. I always ask people to like, but if they don't want to hit the like, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do me regardless. But I just think, you know,
you got to show love and appreciate, man. You got to appreciate, you know what I'm saying? You got to appreciate, man. It ain't hard, man. It's free.
I think we had a time where what I'm trying to do with everybody is like, you know, where do we go now? What's your solution to what should happen now with us that are everybody's mourning? Everybody's pretty much mourning together, but we're mourning and we're arguing with our mourning, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're angry at one another because we all have different theories of why he's gone, but we're not even.
Yeah, I mean, you know, somebody told me something, man. It messed me up ever since, man. I don't see too many people die. But somebody told me one day that death is the most selfish thing for the people that are still alive because they make it their own.
Mm.
Which is, you know, it that's just what humans do, I guess.
Yeah. All right. So, all right, yeah, so, thank you for calling, fam. Let me get some more callers in.
Respect.
All right. 973, I already know this jersey. What's your name, though?
Hey, what's going on? Just I'm gonna go by anonymous caller, but in the chat room I was under House 78.
Okay.
You know, first I just want to say this, man. Could black people stop saying that black people need to do better when one random black person does this? I shouldn't have to be held accountable.
I agree.
For what one person did.
I agree.
And it's psychologically damaging to the whole group when we do that. No other group does this. When white lone shooters go and shoot up whole schools in Sandy Brook, whether you want to say it was conspiracy or not,
mm-hmm.
the whole white people did not get down on themselves and made it an issue of something is defectively wrong with them as a group.
Got you.
That's the first thing I want to get out the way. But the only thing with this whole thing that's just disturbing to me is the FBI informant angle. Now, yeah. I'm really just in the air. I'm getting to the point where I'm somebody that just need to gather more information.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that this guy was an FBI informant and going around the store and trying to get close to Nipsey, and Nipsey basically shunned him away, and his first response was just to come back in broad daylight, no mask, gun him down. Then his lady, if that's his lady or whoever this female is, she turned herself in, said she didn't know what happened. I need to know, was she arrested? Was she charged? Then just how they handled, when I looked at the footage of them arresting him and how they handled him with kid gloves, they did everything but give him the Dylan Roof treatment, but give him a hamburger. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I'm just looking at the situation sideways. But again, I'm not going with the, you know, this could just be some random street stuff because, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm from the hood. It does happen. You know what I mean? Arguments do turn deadly. You know what I'm saying? But for this guy not to give somebody like Nipsey a pass just on the strength of who he is, and you just basically resorted to taking him out like that. You know, Nipsey was buying up the block. I hear that he was supposed to meet with Los Angeles officials.
Mm-hmm. The next day.
The next day. Mm-hmm. And this is how his life is ended. So, you know, only thing, and Doggy, you're 100% right. You know what I mean? The thing is, I think that us as black Americans, and you know what I mean, black people, we need to be a little bit more forgiving. You know what I'm saying? We were put in some very different circumstances than other groups in this country. However, it is up to us to cultivate our minds and to kind of like do what we can do to lessen the blows of racism, the oppression that we suffered in this country. You know, because right now it's looking like no assistance is coming from the outside. So we're just basically going to have to get serious. And be, you know what I mean? Because we, you know, and even if we come around with, and if you, you know, because like you said, the envy, because I thought about the envious point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've witnessed that firsthand. And you're talking about on a small scale, or just a guy who did federal time, changed his life around, came home, started working, and some guys was just stagnated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It got to the point.
Yeah.
You know
I did.
I mean?
Listen, I deal with, not to cut you off, but I deal with that now, even in my present life, man. I got homies who be talking to me about stuff from 20 years ago. And I'd be like, yo, man, do you realize that that was 1999? Like 20 whole years has passed, bro. And they just have no clue.
But the whole, like I said, and, you know, like I said, I mean, it got to the point where I had to feel guilty about being able to go to the mall, buy a new car, get a mortgage, get a condo.
Because you didn't want
to
get hated on.
I had to downplay my small accomplishments. And they're very small. But for somebody who did federal time and changed his right life around and solely depended on a check to survive, and I was able to gain ground from what I lost and other people didn't, you know what I'm saying? I kind of had to distance myself. But I understand the condition.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully other rappers, this doesn't deter them from buying back the block.
Yeah, that's what I fear.
Have the resources.
That's what
I
fear.
But we do have to do just a good job of looking out for these brothers. surrounding these brothers and making sure they're safe. But that informant culture, because I'm from Newark, New Jersey, mm-hmm. and I'm seeing that a lot. These guys are basically working with law enforcement. These dudes have committed murders, you know what I mean? Murders on the books. And they work with the government, and they're released back on these streets. That's the issue that needs to be discussed.
Facts. No, I definitely agree. And they're coming back with the poison, and they're just coming back in the hood. And they basically got a get-out-of-jail-free card, and they got a license to kill. Because the cops is already watching them and all. But yeah, let me get to some more callers, family. Thank you for calling in. Jersey in the building. 407, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Orlando, Florida, bub.
What's going on? What you think about, you know, a lot of these YouTube videos that's popping up about this situation?
I mean, I'm a white male, so I don't have too much input on the whole, the black-on-black crime and everything like that. But okay. I just think that, the whole idea that it's all a conspiracy and whatnot. Nobody knows what it is because it's all the internet, you know what I mean? There's so many different things going on, and every single day there's a new conspiracy. You talk what you want, but the fact that people are pulling up on, a guy just trying to do the best for his neighborhood. I live in a small town, and I always, think about putting back in my neighborhood, not even in a, I'm not on a block. I'm not doing anything like that. I'm a white guy from Orlando, Florida, so I'm not doing anything like, and that's happening in New York or whatnot, but the fact that people are going back and, shooting somebody for whatever reason it might be, the fact that he's still putting back in the neighborhood is completely wrong, that somebody would pull up and just shoot a guy for whatever the reason may be. The issue is that people are shooting each other for non-realistic reasons that don't even make no sense.
Could I ask you something as a white male? When you, I'm pretty sure that you follow hip hop culture and you see what's going on in hip hop culture. How do you feel as a white male when, many of the problems that black people face, white people get blamed for it, and some of the blame is very warranted. But how do you feel as a white male that you probably say, I didn't do it and I'm not doing it? But how do you feel when you just see white people get the blame for a lot of stuff?
Right. I mean, yeah, there's obviously some type of, racial issue they're going there. Maybe it's a cop or, whatever the bad decision might be by somebody else. But I think, even otherwise, that if it's, black, white, Spanish, I mean, you name it, it doesn't matter. The fact that somebody, goes up to somebody and shoots them, no matter who it is, if it's, black, white, brown, color is irrelevant. But at this point, I mean, I agree with the issue of the, white cops shooting innocent black men for no reason, then that's an issue.
Could I ask you something? Why don't more white people, and I guess, your peers and your people, why don't more white people speak up when they see black people being treated unfair?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not. I'm reading the comments here. It said I deflected the question. I'm not deflecting at all. I agree 100% that there is issues within the black and white community. Not even black and white, but the unfair treatment of black people, of course. I mean, it's been going on for so long, especially now, when a black guy gets shot and you have the defense, white people saying this and that and the other. And I don't really know the issue of why white people are, trying to say that it's not like it's an issue, because it is an issue. It's always been an issue. I'm not sure if it's, politically, or if it's just because, white cops have, for not even white cops, just white people in general have been getting away with it for so long. I have no answer for it. I'm in all support of, issues that are going on within, even not just the black community, with, with the, Latino community, you name it. There's so much stuff going on right now. And I agree that it's, wrong that.
So is your connection with black people solely based off of entertainment and hip hop?
No, I mean, I personally date a Latino I have a fiance. She's Latino, so I don't have.
I said black people, like Latino and black is a little different.
Right? Here. No. Here, yeah, okay. Yeah. No, I mean, no. Yeah. I've always listened to hip hop. You know, I've always enjoyed it. I've never, you know, I don't even look at people by like color wise. So that's just me personally. I mean, whatever happens in like the, you know, society out here, if it's, you know, a white cop or a Latino cop, you know, I have no choice of what happens against another black person. And I agree that there is some racial issues going on out there.
Got you. All right. I mean, it's cool to, to hear from, oh, he hung up. Oh shit. All right. Whatever. What's up? This Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Black T. I'm calling from South Central LA.
South Central Los Angeles. Family, what's the temperature like out there right now?
Man, everybody hurt, man.
I'm pretty sure the streets know what happened, really know what's going on. How do you feel when you go on the internet and you seeing all of these videos that's, you know, putting out all this information that's not true?
I feel like it's bullshit. It was hood business. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like it was straight bullshit. Yeah. All the shit that they putting out is bullshit. What dude was on was some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He was a snitch. And you know what I'm saying? He was hurt because he wasn't welcome over there.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? And Nip touched the world. You feel me? Mm-hmm. He got everybody feeling it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even nigga moms and everybody, we all feeling this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nigga really from right there. I'm not from actually his hood, but I'm from not too far from where he at.
Okay. I see the area code is 213. All I know about 213 is Snoop, Warren G, and Nate Dogg. I'm going to keep it real with you. That's all I know is 213. That's all
I
know.
You feel me? You see the area code, my nigga. Like, my voice even sounding fucked up right now because I'm hurt even talking about this shit. You feel me?
Yeah, but I do want to know, where do we go from here, though? Like, if you had to put a solution on where do we go from here as everybody together, what would be some of your solutions?
I don't even know where to start. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, shit, I can't do what he was doing.
Yeah.
He was a good dude, man. Like, he was giving back to people, to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. Like, hell, he touched everybody. Like right now, even the Bloods, even they hurt right now.
Yeah.
And then just Crip shit and all that. Everybody that's out here hurt right now.
Yeah, nah, it's definitely you know what unfortunate.
I seen the shit earlier where he went to try to check himself in the mental hospital and shit. Some old bullshit and Bellflower. Like, nigga, come on. Nigga, you know what it is. He getting hunted down. That's the reason why he did that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I had got a call that, you know, that he was... Well, not that he was there, but that's where they call him at. That's what they called him at. Because I ain't going to lie, I unplugged from the situation. It was just too, like I said, it's just overwhelming. It's just too much. And it's just like, you know what, man? Like, at the end of it all, I just wanted to just get off the internet for a few days. But I did want to address, like, come on, people, man. We got to stop disrespecting the dude now with these bullshit videos about what happened and all that. And a lot of people don't know what they're talking about. Like, that got to stop. You know what I'm saying? That got to stop. Man.
That shit is so crazy. That shit is crazy. It wasn't nothing like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. They on that, Tupac's still alive. Elvis still alive. Hell no. Like, that shit is over with.
Yeah. Yeah. It is what it is. All right, family. Let me get some more callers in. Thank you for calling. Hold your head, though.
For sure.
All right, peace. 703, what's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Brian, calling from Virginia.
VA in the building. All right, what I'm asking everybody is that I know you've seen a billion and one videos touching the subject, touching the topic. What do you think about all these videos that are coming out talking about this situation and putting out so much misinformation?
Just misinformation in terms of like just in general.
Yeah, or? just everybody has listen, it's nothing wrong with people having a viewpoint, but it's a lot of irresponsible information being put out because it's not true, and I think it's really just making people playing off of people's emotions. You know what I'm saying? This is an emotional time for everybody. Everybody is mourning, but it's like, you know, every time you turn around, it's like a new twist and turn, like somebody got some new information and they don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's real unfortunate, man. You know, it's I mean, just with the whole situation happening in general, right? You know what I'm saying? But it's like the unfortunate thing about media is clicks, you know, clicks equal sales. You know,
is it media anymore though? I wanted to ask you that. Is what people do in media anymore?
Well, it's not. You know what I mean? It's almost about gaining the attention about just what's gonna. You know, it's like I said, it runs deep. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's why you know you get this story and then you get that story. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as a family.
Wife. That's what I said earlier. You know I said, yo, so I it's just, like, it's like, yeah, people got to respect the living. You know, we respect the dead, but we got to respect the living. We can't just be putting all types of information out there that's not right and exact because, again, his children, years later from now, going to go on the internet and see videos that said Dr. Sabi was Nipsey Hussle's father breaking news. You know, I'm like, come on, man. You don't do that shit, man. You don't do that.
Exactly. No, I hear you. I mean, but I think one thing that's definitely deep in the situation, and it's funny because I was saying the same thing. It's not funny, but I think you get what I was
saying. I know what you're saying.
I was talking to my, you know, I was talking to my girl earlier, and I was saying that just with the, you know, the way he moved, the power he, you know, he held just in his words. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, Nipsey isn't gone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just with
what, you know, what he's done, he's, like, he's going to live on, you know what I'm saying? His energy is going to carry on, you know what I'm saying? And I think that trumps, you know, just about, you know, I mean, it trumps, you know, all of the misinformation that's being put out and, you know, just the useless things that's being just put in people's faces when, you know, that's just not what's necessary at this moment. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, Nipsey was a deep dude, you know what I'm saying? And he was doing a lot for his community. And, you know, it was very obvious, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, just, you know, he was definitely, you know, he was felt across, you know, across the nation, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, like I said, it's a very unfortunate situation, man. But just the media, the way they're, you know, the way they're just putting out, you know, like you said, they're, you know, they're misinformation, man. And just, you know, saying this, saying that, it's, it was crazy, man.
Yeah. All right, family. Thank you for calling. Let me get some more callers in. Peace.
For sure.
What's up? You on the line with Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Chilling. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name T-Dot, man. I'm calling from Los Angeles, man.
Los Angeles. What part of Los Angeles you in?
South Central.
Yeah,
South Central, man.
Okay. Yeah. What's the vibe like in the area?
Man, the vibe immediately, like, because I got the word, like, I was right around the corner when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
When I got the word, it was like, it just felt like some shit in the air. I just felt like the whole city was feeling it immediately. Like, before the news even got to it, I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was going over there. It was real serious, man. The vibe right now, same shit. Everybody just reflecting on it.
So the streets pretty much know what happened out there.
Yeah, your streets know what happened, man. Everybody know what happened now.
So the all these conspiracy videos that you see on the internet, what do you think about that?
My personal opinion.
Go ahead.
You know, because I ain't got nothing to do with none of that as far as all the doctor shit. My personal opinion, like, it sound good and all that, sound convincing, but I mean the truth and reality is. What happened, you know? Jealousy.
Yeah.
That's what I honestly feel. Mm-hmm. As far as like the documentary, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, I'm gonna support that. I know Nip had like a big influence on that, so you know, I'm just supporting the whole movement. And for everybody that like that's looking down on this shit, like not really something to look down on. Like, the marathon still continues.
Facts.
We still got to keep running laps from my guy, and that's just what it is. You know what I mean? He showed us how to run laps to success.
Facts. Yeah. All right, family, that's what it is. Let me get some more callers in. Hold your head out there in L.A.
You bet.
Peace. What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Dorian, man. I'm calling from the west side of L.A.
West side of L.A. What's going on? What's the vibes like out there right now?
Man, it's hold on. Let me turn my computer down.
Okay.
Man, it was a hard one for everybody in L.A., man. Being from L.A., you know, it's like 6 degrees of separation. So, you know, I knew dudes that was like right in his circle. I know dudes, and it's really hard because, you know, to look at it, it's like somebody that really pulls himself up from the bottom, as we know,
mm-hmm.
and really start to move forward. And, you know, it wasn't like he had a bunch of negative energy around him. It wasn't like he was wilding out. Wasn't like he was, you know, doing dirt or kind of straddling the fence, man. Dude was really a positive force for that community. And my thing is, you know, if he continues 5-10 years from now, that community looks completely different.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to revolutionize it just by the way he thinks, the information he's putting out, and what he's doing in terms of giving everybody hope. My fear is that people, individuals in that community, lose hope and go back to a lot of the things that, you know, he pulled them out of, because he really brought a lot of people up mentally and financially and everything, man. It's hard.
Got you.
Hard.
So right now, you know, it's a lot of videos out there, you know, spreading misinformation or all that. What do you think that some of the people could do to, I'm not saying move on, but to heal and come together from this? What is some of the solutions in your you?
Honestly, man, black people have to begin to govern and police their own communities all over the U.S., New York, Chicago, L.A., because, you know, there needs to be a checks and balances. You know, I don't, you know, black people can't continue to point the finger. I mean, you look at it, black communities have forces from without and forces from within undermining anything that's positive and righteous. So I think the key is to start with governing one another, holding each other accountable and being accountable.
But ain't that what Nipsey did, though, and end up getting killed for it, though? Really think about that, though. That's the unfortunate part of it, though. He called out a snitch. He allegedly called out a snitch for, you know, sending people to jail. And then he came and the snitch, you know, the saddest thing about a snitch that to a certain extent works with the government, kind of works for the government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They get away. They got a license to kill. Like, they could do whatever they want. Like, they cooperate. They give the police what they want, and they get let back out on the street. So it's unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very unfortunate. And I think that's why we have the problem with governing our community, because it's going to that come within the community, that's from the community, that got passes to do some foul stuff. And, you know, the police is not on our side. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not. We trying to find a medium with them, but it's tough.
But see, that's what I mean by governing. Yeah, Nip did it for sure, man. But, you know, in terms of even allowing a cancer like that to be, and like you said, that they get a pass, and that needs to be dealt with in terms of that whole snitch culture and informants and all that, you know. But I think, you know, black people also need to, you know, gird up their loins even a bit more to even catch shit like that before it even gets to this point. And really, you know, check it at the door. Nipsey was a special and unique dude. And there are other individuals that do it also. But I think that, you know, there has to be a morale built in these communities amongst us. You know, and really a close knit type thing. Shit, we might need to even beat the streets and be like, nah, we're not even gonna have any of this.
Yeah,
because
you're right.
It's tearing us down. I mean, you know, it's gonna take that. It's extreme, man. I mean, they gunned him down, man.
No, it's hurtful. This is the thing, though. Yeah. He did that, right? Which was so sad. But then he kicked him.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw that, I like, that is the most, that was hate. That's hate. That was hate. Yeah. That was, not only did you shoot him like that, which, you know, was automatically going, you know, he ain't have no wins.
That's
you
right.
You kicked him.
Right, he's already done.
Yeah,
right.
he didn't have no wins. He had his hands up. You kicked him. You kicked him. So that was like, yo, not, you know, seeing the shooting was bad, was horrible.
Yeah.
But the kick was like, yo, that's so personal. It's almost like spitting on him to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm like,
absolutely.
You know, but yeah, family, let me get some more callers in, man. Thank you for calling.
Word.
All right, peace.
All right.
All right, this is the last caller, 916-640. What's your name? Where you calling from?
They call me Young Nick. What's happening? Northern California, bro.
Northern California. What's going on, man? So you a little north on what's going on out there, but what's the vibes like over on the West Coast?
Man, bro, everybody loves him, bro. I'm Hispanic.
Okay.
We loved him, dog. And that shit's fucked up. Like you said, when he got kicked, that shit blew my mind. I was like, damn, you really kicked him? Because the TMZ footage, they didn't show that.
Yeah.
And then I watched another one, and I seen him get kicked, and I was kind of fucked up. Then I knew it wasn't no conspiracy. I knew it was like some personal shit.
Yeah, yeah. That just...
But,
it's just sad. So, you know, with you being Hispanic, what's your exact ethnicity, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm Mexican, and I got some Caucasian in me.
Okay.
And I got a little something else.
Mexican. Did the Mexicans have a lot of love for Nipsey?
Bro, we loved him, bro.
Wow, that's dope.
We really show love to anybody who's positive.
That's
keep it
dope.
Real.
That's
and
dope.
Someone that came from nothing. You know what I mean? Mexicans, bro, we don't have shit either. I know, like I know we from different areas. We have different lifestyles and shit. My pop ain't had shit growing up. He ain't had nothing. Sometimes worse than the blacks and shit.
Got you.
So anybody that comes from nothing and makes something out of their life is kind of prosper. You know, we love.
Dope.
And I'm a California native, bro. Like, we fuck with them. Like, anybody from California, you know what I mean? And keep the Cali. Because, you know, a lot of this new music, this new swag is, like, it's different.
Yeah,
it's You know, XXXTentacion just died, and that was huge, too.
Yeah, assassinated. Killed for nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Jealous.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And
you know what's popping right now. Go ahead.
And I didn't even listen to his music. Wasn't a fan of his music, but he didn't deserve. Like, come on, man. Like, what y'all had to do that for?
Just to rock, just to take your shit. Bro, it's jealousy. All this shit is jealousy. When someone's at the top like that, and you see him every day, right? And you go on your phone and shit. You go on YouTube, and they see him. They don't like it. That shit builds up.
Unfortunately,
and it's fucked up. And then, you know, I mean. What do you feel about it? How do you feel about the whole situation?
I just, you know, as somebody that I knew that I met when Nipsey came to New York in 2008, I was the first person to ever interview him in New York City. And we just sat down and we talked for so long. We did an interview and we just talked and build. And when I first saw him, looking at him and seeing, you know, this tall, slender dude from the West Coast with the accent in the hair, I was like, man, look at this.
Snoop.
Look at
like
this Snoop,
Snoop
dude. You know what I'm saying? but then speaking to him and seeing where his mind frame was, I was like, no, something's different about this guy. And then he played me Hustle in the House. And it was like,
okay.
Yo, oh, nah, this is fire. You know what I'm saying? And then he freestyled for me. And I was like, oh, nah. You know, he's definitely different. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's definitely different. And, you know, I just seen the evolution of a man over the you know, the course of the years, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like, yo, this dude is going to be something. And then I just seen where he blossomed into and what he was saying in his interviews and how he was carrying himself and how he was leading by example. It just made me have so much respect for him, you know, prior to him even, you know, I had respect for him in the beginning because I liked the music. And then when he got killed, you know, the other day, it was just like, yo, why though? Like, I don't even get it. And I just knew it was something personal. You know what I'm saying?
The way
I just
he
knew.
Did him, the
yeah,
way he did him,
yeah,
though, that shit was dirty.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, bro. I'm in Northern California, bro. That shit in Oakland, that shit goes down all the time.
Wow.
That shit happens like dirty murders like that.
Yeah.
Disrespectful murders. where they come back and in retaliation, they'll come back, try to get their moms and shit. That shit happens all the time out here in Northern California.
Wow.
So, it ain't nothing new. It's just sad that it was someone huge. It was someone big. But look at Chicago.
Yeah.
No one saying shit about that. Like, they're dying out there left and right.
Yeah. Nah, people are trying to talk about it, but, you know, it's just bigger than, you know, this YouTube thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's big. But yeah, family, thank you for calling in, man. Thank you for calling.
Man.
All right, peace.
All right, bro.
All right, let me get this 347 in. 347, what's your name? Where you calling? Obviously, you're in New York, but what's your name?
Yo, what's good? Danny Florio, Queens, New York. I called last week. What's good, doggy?
Oh, what's going on, family? What you know, you being from New York, how you felt about the whole Nipsey Hussle situation?
It was a sad situation. I think he's a phenomenal rapper, a great MC. I've been a fan of his for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's disgusting that you have all of these fake media outlets trying to make some YouTube ad dollars off of his death.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the information correct, and I think it's just disrespectful. And like you said, when his kids grow up in the future and they read all these articles, they're going to have a false sense of what really happened, and that's not right.
Yeah. No, that is very true. And, you know, a lot of people just got to just be more responsible and just more, you know, sensitive to the situation. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead. What you was going to say?
Well, I agree with that. And until it happens to them personally, because they're not in the media like that, until it happens to them personally, they'll never understand. And it's never a big deal because it's a celebrity. And I feel like celebrities, because of their status, they kind of always get poked and prodded more than a regular person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still human beings at the end of the day.
Got you. All right, family. Thank you for calling in. I'm about to get up out of here, but thank you for calling in. I'll holler at you later on.
Thank you, man.
All right, peace. All right, if you want to see the interview that I did with Nipsey Hussle in 2008, this is the link right here that I'm posting up. You can see me in the chat room. I'm posting up that link. Again, for everybody out there, stream his songs, watch his videos. When you stream his stuff, a lot of his you know, it helps his legacy. It helps financially. You know, the money could go to his children and stuff like that. And you know, let's just be a little bit more respectful of each other. Let's also be respectful of each other's opinions. You know, we also we have a right to say what we think. We have a right to have our opinions. But I just think we have to be a little bit more tasteful, and we also have to you know, not put out false information and we don't know what the hell we talking about. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want anybody, I see people in the chat room wild and they talk about, I wish it was this person. Honestly, man, I don't wish that on nobody. You know what I'm saying? I don't wish the demise of nobody rapper, whether they're a good rapper or a bad rapper. I don't want anybody to be murdered. You know, I don't wish that on nobody. You know what I'm saying? I don't wish that on nobody. It's definitely unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely unfortunate that happens. And, you know, death, it affects, you know, because we have to really respect the living. You know what I'm saying? We have to respect the living. But with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. I'm about to get up out of here. I got work to do. I got like some podcasts to put out. If y'all didn't hear my Eric Sermon podcast, please go to Doggy Diamonds No Filter. Listen to the Eric Sermon podcast again. If you in the New York City and you want some New York City area, specifically Brooklyn, and you want some sea moss, I just got mine today. You can go to Nicholas Brooklyn. That's 1396 Fulton Street, Brooklyn, New York. 11216. Only reason why I'm telling y'all this, because one day I was just on a hunt for sea moss, and I just couldn't find it, and just so happens my people at Nicholas Brooklyn had it. So I drink this every day. You know what I'm saying? I drink the sea moss every day, and it's just very good for you. You know what I'm saying? It's very good for you. It has a lot of minerals, and you know, I'm just, you know, I'm on my health thing. I got my sea moss, I got my olive leaf, I got my vitamins here, you know what I'm saying? And just trying to get healthy physically. And the issue is mentally, is so much that's happening right now, you know. And I just think a lot of times we got to get together mentally. That's one of the reasons for me doing this video. So with that, I'm about to get up out of here, man. I'm Doggy Diamonds. You know, if y'all feel like y'all like this video, like the video. If you want to share this video, share this video. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But yo, I gotta get up out of here. No, I make my own I make my own sea moss. You could buy it, but this is I'm gonna show y'all how to do it too one day. Like, you gotta soak it, you know, you gotta soak it and get all the sand and the salt out of it. And then you put it in the blender and all that, you know, and it's very good for you, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to show y'all a little bit more things that you can do to enhance your health, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the things of us building too, you know what I'm saying? Just really just us talking about things that we eat. You know, y'all know that I've done videos before walking around the supermarket reading labels to y'all and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So I do different things like that. This ain't nothing new with me. I'm just not somebody who just came on the scene. Like, if you look in there, you done see me running down the steps and all that stuff. I actually boiled my sea moss for a little while, you know what I'm saying, to try to boil some of that. It has a distinct taste, so you try to boil a little bit out of it, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna show you how I make the smoothie and all that. Like I said, this ain't y'all know I'm not somebody who just came on the scene and talking about health and all that. I've been all that. As y'all know, I lost over 100 pounds. I showed y'all my old pictures and stuff like that. So, you know what it is, you know. So, yeah, you can go get your sea moss if you need it. Nicholas Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Nicholas Brooklyn, that's in 1396 Fulton Street. You know what I'm saying? That's where I get mine from. And I actually got two bags. You know what I'm saying? I actually got two. So this will last me about a month. You know what I'm saying? Because I drink it every day. So I'm not really here to do a commercial. You know what I'm saying? Or nothing like that. But I just, you know, wanted to end it on a positive note. You know, and if you're looking for some of this stuff and you're in the area and you don't feel like sending, you know, email, you know, it is some websites that you can get it from. But if you're locally and you want to get it, then get it. You know what I'm saying? And just shout out to everybody in the chat room tonight. Shout out to everybody who, you know, who definitely support me. And that's what it is. Sea moss is good too. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. It's ways you can, you know, it takes a lot of the mucus out of your body and stuff. It just does a lot of good things for you. You know what I'm saying? Along with the vitamins, exercise, proper diet. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But, you know, I was supposed to put out new interviews. I had the Eric Sermon interview to put out. You know what I'm saying? I put out the audio. I was supposed to put out the video, but this thing that's been going on, like, this, I ain't gonna front, man, this Nipsey Hussle thing, man, it just took a lot out of me. You know what I'm saying? It just took a lot out of me. Like, I just gotta just fall back for a few days and just really, really just get it together. You know what I'm saying? Just really, really get it together. And I just, you know, I need all of y'all positive, you know what I'm saying, you know, vibes and shit like that. And that's what I'm trying to give y'all, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, the Eric Sermon interview explains everything. That is on, the Eric Sermon interview is audio, is on my podcast. If you go look at the video before this video, everything is on here, man. Follow me on all social media. I make sure everything that's pertaining to me is up on there, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. So that's what it is, man. And, you know, salute to y'all, man, for rocking with me. And, you know, I'm the lights is bright in here. You know what I'm saying? They're always light. You know, the lights is always bright. So I got to wear shades and stuff like that. And I might see people in the chat room talking crazy, too. I'm just not even, you know, I'm not even addressing cornballs anymore. Because if you got a problem with me, why you watching me? You know what I'm saying? You watching me. I'm not watching you. So shout out to all the people who definitely rock with me. You know what I'm saying? It's tough being an independent black content creator. You know what I'm saying? Very, very tough. So it is what it is. So yeah, y'all hold your head, man. Let's be a little bit more positive in these trying times. Let's give it, you know, 2 weeks for us to, you know, be, you know, have fun and but, you know, it's really just a trying time right now. And I think everybody need to chill, take a deep breath, you know what I'm saying, and relax a little bit. So that's what I'm doing. I'm burning my incense. I got some Moldavite incense burning. Look that up, Moldavite. I got some Moldavite. I'm going to burn some frankincense. You know what I'm saying? Take me a shower. You know, it is what it is, man. So with that, I'll holler at y'all later on. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.